Not that she ever went away, but Emily Wirramurra is back with a sunlit alt indie folk pop meditation of love and all kinds in the form of Adore Me. And because we adore Emily so much, we thought let's get the queen back on 2SER Breakfast, the one, the only, Emily Wirramurra. Hey, Emily.
Hello, legend. How you going, Danny? Thanks so much for having me.
My absolute pleasure. Thanks to the wonders of technology, I understand that you're getting in touch with us from the other side of the world. Where are you at the moment?
I am. I'm over here in Turtle Island, over in Canada.
Oh, wow.
I'm currently on tour on a festival circuit, the summer festival circuit. I've just finished playing my last gig today at the Winnipeg Folk Festival.
Oh, cool. How was that experience?
Oh, look, it was so stunning. I was in an in-the-round workshop doing some musical fun stuff with other artists and taught the whole audience how to sing a lullaby in my language. So that was fun.
And how cool is it to sort of go around the world and connect with like-minded artists?
Yeah, look, it's really special. I think collaboration for me, collaboration is like the core of who I am as an artist. I love collaborating with community. I love collaborating with different artists and producers and session musicians. I think, you know, when you collaborate, you allow yourself to expand and learn a bit more as well.
And you'd be meeting some nice people as well.
Oh, yeah, there's been some ruckus happening, that's for sure.
you consider yourself a chord girl?
Yeah, I love chords. I feel like, I don't know, you could start with the one note drones, but for me it's the chords that get me going. It allows me room to kind of find different melodies and different textures that I can play with.
And that was sort of how you wrote this new song, Adore Me, wasn't it? Just strumming away and all of a sudden you're like, oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah, well, it was actually on piano. I've been writing a lot of songs lately on piano, going back to my old school roots.
But that's beautiful. So does that mean sort of any future music from yours is going to be greatly influenced by you flexing out on the piano?
I don't know. I feel like we'll see where it takes us, where the journey takes us. I feel like my music is very unpredictable these days, so you never know what you're going to get with me.
That's a good attitude to have, to sort of not sort of be constricted by the instruments or the process there at your disposal and just let whatever happens happen.
Yeah, I feel like it's one of those things, you know, I just don't think that we should be oppressing our creative freedom, especially in this day and age. Creativity and freedom go very well hand in hand, and I think we need to be expressive about that to our fullest and most true, authentic selves, because, you know, why be quiet for, I don't know, for people who are scared to be loud?
Mm. I think it's a really great way of looking at it as well. And do you feel sort of when you're there expressing your feelings through music that you'll go back and listen to the completed song and go, well, like, I didn't realise I was feeling that way, but now that I've listened to this and been able to take into account my self-expression, I've got greater clarity?
I feel like, yeah, definitely sometimes. Sometimes I'll sit there and be like, yo, that I didn't really understand why I wrote that line, and that's why I wrote that line. Other times I'll kind of like go into the space with intention, like setting the intention and what I want to do and what I want to get out of that song or get out of that feeling or moment or whatever it is. But it's definitely a free kind of vibe with me. I just love going in, experimenting, whatever feels good, feels good. If I'm just, yeah, you've got to move through these things with honesty, because if you're not creating the work that you want to be creating, then what's the point?
I do often wonder about that, how often the song ends up being like what you intended it to be when you first started writing, or how often whatever happens is just sort of the result of a series of happy, fortunate accidents.
Well, look, it might be one, it might be the other. I think you just never know these days, you know, the adventure is fun, and I feel like at the end of the day, like, that's my little thing I always remember is whatever happens, it's going to be okay.
That is,
even if it's a good or a bad thing,
yeah,
it's going to be okay.
I feel a lot more confident about facing the world at the moment, Emily, as a result of you saying that, so thank you for that. What's the Emily Wirramurra secret to being happy and succeeding?
Oh, honestly, I can't swear on the radio, but just honestly,
you can do whatever you want.
Honestly, just don't give a fuck. Just don't. I'm like, if this is like, I feel like I look at it like, if this is the one life I'm gonna have, I want to live it to the extent, and I want to live it making people like, if I'm out here making people feel uncomfortable or making people feel like they can do something or inspire them to do something in this world, and to be them. Because society doesn't really let us be. We've got systems in places and things that control us and silently oppress us, and the least we can do is owe it to ourselves to be ourselves.
That's what I'm talking about. Emily Waramura, you're the absolute best. I'm assuming that this new single, Adore Me, is going to be the precursor for some more work, maybe in the form of a full-length album in the next little while.
Oh, hey. You never know, Danny.
Was
You
that,
never know what's going to happen.
is that an objection because I was leading the witness? Badgering the witness, Your Honour. She'll make her music when
It's
she's good and
encouraging.
ready. She's already, as part of this discussion, she's already made it quite clear that the magic happens whenever it happens in here and putting on bloody more pressure to have a full-length record out. Hey, so great to have you back here on 2SER Breakfast.
Thanks so much, Danny. Thanks so much for having me. It's been a pleasure, and big love to 2SER for all the love and support throughout my career. It's been incredible. I just want to say community radio is our backbone and always has been, and it means a lot to be a part of this.
Do you want to forward announce your new single?
Okay. My name is Emily Woodamara, and this is my new single, Adore Me. I hope you guys like it.